Fewer men are going hunting this fall. The number of men heading into the woods has been declining in recent years, making way, it would appear, for more women. Their numbers are holding steady, and when it comes to girls, going up. Doug Nadvornik from the Northwest News Network went to a workshop for women hunters in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
About 24 women are standing in a semicircle in the woods. They're right next to the local rifle and pistol club. On the ground are two animal carcasses. Julie McCarley is kneeling next to one of them, a dead deer. She's a conservation officer with the Idaho Fish and Game Department, and she's teaching the women how to remove the deer's innards. She has to talk loudly to compete with rifle shots.
So I cut through the abdominal wall, have my finger in here. Take your two fingers, or have your finger right behind it, and just cut through. This animal was hit, and it's bloating up, so it's not going to be as pretty.
Most of these women have never hunted, but they're here to learn about shooting, navigating in the woods, and how to prepare what they've killed for the trip home.
Does anyone want to practice gutting and skinning here?
I do.
Okay.
Jean Spencer steps forward. She says she came to this workshop to prepare for the fall elk hunt.
My first time. I've never done it before. This is my first year.
What made you do it this year?
My husband. He's been doing it. My mom has done it for years, and we want to go out with him and bond more, so I'm going to do it.
According to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, 1.2 million women hunt in America. They account for 9% of the total hunting population. The number of male hunters is falling, while the number of women who hunt is stable. There's one group among them that's actually growing.
The numbers of girls who are hunting is increasing exponentially.
Holly Heiser writes a women's hunting blog she calls NorCal Cazadora.
There are a lot more dads who take their girls hunting. It used to be a father-son activity, and now, you know, I see lots of dads taking out their little girls, and they're really happy to be out there.
Instructor Julie McCarley was one of those girls introduced early to hunting. In fact, when she talks about hunting, it's often in the context of family. Last season, she hunted elk with her mom and dad.
I got mine, my mom got hers, and then my dad got his all in one day, and it made for this great family outing. My mom has lots of pictures of it, and she says that's just one of her best memories of going out on this elk hunt and camping out with us and having a great time.
That kind of enthusiasm can be infectious in workshops like this one. McCarley says some of her former students have come back with their own stories.
A lot of them are excited. They've been out for the first time, and they can't wait to show us their first kill.
Okay. In the shooting range, hunting instructor Janine Elias and her husband Larry are training the women to hunt with bows and arrows and rifles.
Okay, the first thing you're going to want to do is go ahead and get your earplugs.
Ready on the firing line. Aim! Safety off! Fire at will!
Janine Elias thinks women make good hunters because she believes they're more patient than men and their expectations are lower.
They don't have this idea of, I gotta have the perfect rack on my wall. Like, when I go hunting, I'm not looking for the perfect rack on a deer. I'm looking for meat.
Here's another sign that hunting is catching on with women. Apparently, the hunting shows on TV are featuring more adventures by female hunters. Whether that will translate into more women hunting may not be known soon. The Fish and Wildlife Service won't conduct its next count of hunters until 2011. For NPR News, I'm Doug Nadvornik in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.